Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the Mubarak Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were doing a chapter for over 1 month now, and this chapter was Babu Wujub al-Jihadi wa Fadl al-Ghadwati wa Ruha, the chapter of the necessity for jihad and the virtues of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, morning and evening. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought the virtue of striving morning and evening. In other words, if a person strives little bit in the morning and evening, he's getting so much. Can you imagine a person that is striving out for days on end, months on end? How much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward this type of person? The first part of the chapter, Babu Wujub al-Jihadi, the necessity for jihad. In other words, showing us that jihad is something that will be necessity and will be necessary and something that will continue right up till the day of Qiyamah. The other thing we learn by the amount of ahadith that is brought under this section, over 1 month and there's still many more ahadith to go in this section, shows us that Shariat places a lot of emphasis on jihad. And we can see and appreciate why in this world that we are living in, is because you'll always get zalims, you'll always get oppressors, people that are against Islam. And no matter how much of diplomacy you try and how much of international courts you try and whatever you try, you won't win with them. The only thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use to ward these type of people, these zalims, to help the Muslims, is they stick onto jihad. So jihad is part and parcel of our deen. Anyway, moving on with this, today we'll do a hadith that show that if Allah Ta'ala has blessed a person physically, Allah Ta'ala has given him the art of using, in these hadiths we'll see arrows, and now a person maintains his level of fitness, he maintains his level of proficiency and efficiency in firing these arrows, shooting these arrows. And our time and age, it will be guns. Allah Ta'ala has blessed a person with the ability of using a gun, of using a firearm. Now this is something that he mustn't take lightly. There is great reward for maintaining that level of proficiency, maintaining that level of fitness, maintaining that level of strength that Allah Ta'ala has given. This is part and parcel about the beauty of a Muslim. He is not only spiritually fit, but he keeps himself physically fit also. This is part of our deen. From the various ahadith that we did and we are still doing, we realize that it's also an important part of our deen to take care of our physical selves. So not only spiritually but physically also, we must take care. You find you get two extremes. Some people, they only work on a physical body. Get the muscles right, get the strength right, get the exercise right and the diet right. But there's no effort made spiritually. So this is one extreme. And the other extreme is you get people that only worry about the spiritual side. They don't care about the sugar level, they don't care about the cholesterol level, they don't worry about the pressure and sugar, etc. So this is also another extreme in deen. We thought to take care both of our bodies as well as our ruhani, our spiritual side. Now this makes a strong Muslim, one who's strong in mind, strong in body, and strong spiritually. So moving on, an Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu qal, Sami'atu Rasulallahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يقول ستفتح عليكم أرضون ويكفيكم الله فلا يعجز أحدكم أن يلهو بأسهمه رواه مسلم. حضرت عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه narrated, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, many lands will soon be open to you and Allah Ta'ala will suffice for you. Very important. Allah Ta'ala will suffice for you. Allah Ta'ala will be there for you. Even if the whole world happens to turn away from you, Allah Ta'ala is there for you. So none of you should show any weakness in shooting with his arrows. But the ability of shooting, practice, learning, none of you should show any type of weakness when it comes to shooting his arrows. وَعَنْهُ أَنَّهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْ عُلِّمَ الرَّمْيَ ثُمَّ تَرَكَهُ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا أَوْ فَقَدَ عَصَى رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمِ. حضرت عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه narrated that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who is taught archery, in other words, he learnt it, he's taught, somebody taught him, he learnt how to do archery, and then he gives it up, is not of us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, he's not of us, in other words, he's not upon our way. We don't learn these things and just leave it one side and give it up. Or, the hadith is saying, or he has disobeyed, in other words, he has went against the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by just abandoning it. He's given this ability, this capability to defend Islam. He's given his ability, he's learned and he was taught archery, and then he just gives it up. This is great nashukri, great ingratitude for a ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala has blessed him. We'll do one more hadith. وعنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الله يدخل بالسهم الواحد ثلاثة نفر الجنة صانعه يحتسب في صنعته الخير والرامي به ومنبله وارموا واركبوا وأن ترموا أحب إلي من أن تركبوا ومن ترك الرمي بعد ما علمه رغبة عنه فإنها نعمة تركها وقال كفرها رواه أبو داود Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu narrated, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah will admit three people into Jannah on account of one single arrow. Because of one arrow, Allah ta'ala will put three people into Jannah, showing us the virtue of even one arrow. Allah ta'ala will put three people into Jannah. Which three people? One who makes the arrow, hoping for good whilst making it. He's making it, he's a manufacturer of arms, he's a manufacturer of these arrows. But he is hoping that it will be used for some good. It will be used in the defense of Islam. It will be used for the progress of Islam. His niyat is correct. So he is manufacturing, but together with manufacturing, his niyat is correct. Allah Ta'ala will admit this manufacturer into Jannah because of this arrow, number one. Number two, one who shoots it, the person that is using this arrow for the right reason, for the right cause, the one who shoots it, and the one who hands it over to be shot. The person is shooting arrows, normally you get a person that is handing over the arrows to him. He is doing the firing, and one person is doing the supplying to him as he's firing. So that person that is shooting will be entered into Jannah. Niyat is right, and he's shooting, he'll be entered into Jannah. And the third person is who? The person that is handing over the arrows to him. So three people will be given, entered into Jannah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, because of one arrow. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, so shoot and ride. In other words, be proficient as far as how you can ride that animal and move and how you can strive. This is also an art. Not everyone in those days, obviously the conveyance was animals. And we explained in one hadith before that Allah Ta'ala made it such that even in our time and age, these horses are such, they can traverse such mountainous terrains that even you'll get your tankers and your tanks can't even traverse those mountainous parts and those terrain. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that even in this time and age, that horse also got so much of benefit. So anyway, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is explaining, so shoot and ride. I prefer you shooting than riding. I prefer you shooting than riding. And then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one who gives up shooting out of aversion for it, after having learnt it, has abandoned a blessing. Oh, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, he rejected it. In other words, he rejected this great blessing that Allah Ta'ala has given him. He has taught him how to fire, how to use an arrow. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with that skill, and now he just gave it up. Under this ulama I explained that here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that raghbatan anhu, out of aversion for it, he gave it up. That was the reason why he gave it up, out of aversion for it. Now this is such where he has actually shown ingratitude. He has made na qadri of this. Or in this hadith he's saying, kafaraha, he has rejected this ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala had given him. Or it's a great ni'mat that he has just left out. But the point was aversion to it. In other words, if a person has got a medical reason, where now he doesn't keep up that skill, some medical reason, he may have hurt himself, or due to old age now, because of his age, he has given it up, there's no harm. Here the hadith is speaking about, out of aversion suddenly now, I don't want to use it. In our time and age, firearm, I don't want to keep up the skill that Allah Ta'ala has given me. Just because of that, now he just wants to give it up. This is not something that is good. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. We find that how beautiful Islam is, got a beautiful balance. A person is strong in his deen, he's strong physically, he's strong mentally. You find such a person, nobody will take a chance. People won't look at this community, for example, and say, this community is very easy to hijack them, very easy to rob them, very easy to steal. People will be frightened. But this community, Allah Ta'ala has blessed them with wealth also, Allah has blessed them with strength also, Allah has blessed them with physical abilities, and you'll find the whole community will stay strong. Otherwise what happens is the community becomes a soft target. Everyone realizes that these people, you can take the cars away, you can rob them in their homes, you can rob them in their businesses, they're just sitting ducks, they'll do nothing. So what we are taught in our deen, be physically strong also and be spiritually strong. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.